Here's this week's 2-Minute Money Saving Tip with Katie of TrueMoneySaver.com.
It's about truly saving so you can truly give. Truly give.
Katie, everybody wants to save money on gas.
Right. You might be going on a road trip or just, I drive my kids all over town and can't believe how often I have to fill up again. So there are ways to save money on gas. And the first way is that if you use a gift card, it actually counts as that cash price instead of the credit price.
Oh, now, that's smart.
Isn't that cool? So it's like you just, instead of swiping your debit card, you're swiping a gift card. Mm-hmm. And it actually keeps your budget because you pay attention to those. I actually write on the front of my gift card the amount that's left in a Sharpie.
That's really smart because it's so easy to forget. And then you got to call the number and it's a whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And it prints right at the bottom of your receipt. So I just write it right on it, keep a Sharpie in my glove box. And then next is to use two smartphone apps that will actually save you money. One is called Gas Buddy and one is called Get Upside. They sound odd, but you can actually save an extra 20 cents per gallon just to go around the corner. Like you already know you're headed up to wherever you're going, the grocery store, go, you know, left instead of right and save 20 cents a gallon.
Yeah, right on the way.
Right. Then this one's interesting because I have a little tire. I had to learn in high school how to use a tire pressure gauge because it's not something that I knew what to do. If it goes below the recommended level for every 3 PSIs, it actually costs you 12 cents a gallon. So you can save 65 bucks a year just by checking and making sure your tire inflation is correct.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that much.
It really adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I know. And don't forget, you can get free air at Wawa.
That's right.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. There's like a line always at our Wawa for the free air. And then did you know there's a diminishing return on how fast you drive? And so if you go over 55, that's like the sweet spot, then you're going to use up 7 miles per gallon extra in gas consumption. So stick around that 55. Lastly, your engine runs most efficiently when it's warmed up. So even though in Florida it feels like, okay, I could fry an egg on the top of my car,
right. But
the inside, the engine, that's not the same as being warmed up. So you do need to let it run about a minute before you start driving.
This tip and more are at TrueMoneySaver.com.